This story takes place back in the year 2000 when I was the ripe old age of about 5. I had just finished kindergarten. I had the best year with Mrs. W. She was an awesome kindergarten teacher. We had so much fun together. I was her little sidekick at some points. And then there was one time where I accidentally drew with crayons on the table instead of on the paper. And she called my mom in. I think she was so perturbed because I always followed the rules. So my mom came in, I think was just as perturbed that I did it and also that she called her in because it was just drawing with crayons on the table. But alas, that was Miss Wachter, and she was an awesome teacher. So at the end of the year, my mom, who is here and who is an amazing fiber artist, made her a quilt. And each of the students in the class made a square. We drew the squares, and my mom put them together and made this amazing quilt for Miss Wachter. And so that was our parting gift at the end of the year. It was awesome. She loved it. She got one other quilt from another year in the future, but she said it was the first quilt that a parent had ever made it, and she really enjoyed it. So now fast forward to the year 2022, my mom was visiting the American Visionary Art Museum, one of the best museums in Baltimore, if not Maryland and the whole U.S., and she was walking past the window for a sideshow, their gift shop there, which is also the best gift shop of all museums. And out of the corner of her eye, she noticed that there was a quilt with some fabric that looked a little familiar. And so she went ahead and looked at it, and it was, in fact, the quilt that she had made for Miss Wachter. So then, of course, this is 2022, so, and as a social worker, I'm investigating things all the time. So I was like, this is great. I'm going to do some investigative work and find Miss Wachter, who I'd lost touch with since 2000. So thankfully, I'm oftentimes friends with people who are a few decades older than me. And I was friends with a teacher on Facebook, reached out to her, and I said, any chance you're in touch with Miss Wachter? My mom found this quilt that she made for her 22 years ago, and we have no idea why it's at the Visionary. And she said, yes, actually, I am in touch with her. So she gave me her number, and I reached out. So what we found out was this horrific story where when she was getting a divorce, her ex-husband sold everything they had in a storage unit. And in that storage unit was both of the quilts that my mom and this other parent had made for her. And so I reconnected with her. We sent her pictures of the quilt. We sent her pictures of us. And it was just a great way to reconnect. And she remembered the little curly-haired Molly that was in her class in 1999 to 2000. And we decided that we were going to send it to her. So we wrapped it all up and we sent it to Las Vegas, Nevada. I forgot in there how it ended up at Sideshow was during this storage wars sort of situation, the owner of Sideshow bought it because he thought it was cool and eclectic. And he ended up taking it home. And when he and his partner were downsizing, they brought it to the museum. He was also selling it for a grand total of $120, and in my mind, it is quite priceless. So I'm glad that it didn't sell and that he ended up giving it to my mom. So Miss Wachter had it for quite a while, and then one day she reached out and she said, I want you to have it forever. I won't be here forever, and I want you to have it for the remainder of the time. So I actually last week found the note that she sent me when I was cleaning out some stuff in the house, so I'm going to read it. Dear Molly, thank you so much for sending this quilt handmade for me by your lovely mom. I have loved having it with me again. I want you to have it now, Molly. Your mom will be so happy, too, to see it with you. I've taken photos and you and them are in my Fort Garrison album. That's the elementary school. Please cherish this quilt and remember always an incredible year we had together. In my heart, when I think of you, I think of this curly-haired, happy girl with big eyes and a big smile, always willing to help others and help me, and always with a kind, sweet, lovely heart. Molly and Amy, thank you. Now it's turn for you to keep our quilt. Love forever, Lynn. Send me photos when it arrives back home. And so, without further ado, we have the quilt that I'll show you guys. Thank you.